You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, we're going to talk a little Chiefs training camp before we catch up with Tyler Hansborough. We will get back to the Royals. Vern will be on the show. The owner of the Kansas City Royals will play his conversation with Vern. We're going to have a lot of Royals conversations for you. We led the show with how important of a stretch this is for the Royals. The Royals are 25-37 against teams who are 500 and better. Their next six games are against those teams. The Royals can't afford to go 1-5 in the stretch. They cannot afford to go 1-5. I mean, I would say 2-4 is also a bad outcome for the Royals, but you can at least manage the 2-4. You just got to probably sweep one of these other teams. At this point, I don't know if you're asking too much of the Royals. They haven't been over 500 in a month or so, and you're playing from behind the eight ball. There's not a lot of time left. There's 2 months left in the baseball season. Like, you were going to blink, and next thing you know it, baseball season is going to be over. And when you are playing as well as the Royals are currently playing and the offense has appeared to have a little bit of a hot streak, you got to try to keep that going. It does not matter which one of these next two series you win. You have to win one of these two series. You either go on the road and upset Toronto, you take 2 out of 3 from Boston, you come back after going just 3-3 in those. All right, cool. And then you got to try to win those series against Washington, Chicago, or Minnesota, a team right now that just, Minnesota appears to have waved the white flag. Minnesota looks like a team that is just willing to play out the rest of the string. I saw them send out 9 thank yous yesterday for guys who have left the organization. They appeared to have a fire sale yesterday, so the Royals should be able to take care of business against them. We'll get back to baseball coming up in just a bit. You know that we are the show that loves to discuss running backs. Now, you guys know one of the small complaints that I had about the Chiefs offseason is I wish they were more active in the offseason when it came to running back. The Chiefs really didn't do anything at the position. They are trusting that they're going to get a much better version of Isaiah Pacheco than they had last year. They're counting on Kareem Hunt being back and being very productive this season. They brought in Elijah Mitchell from the San Francisco 49ers, that kind of Jerick McKinnon third running back type, and they drafted a running back in the 7th round in Breshard Smith. I wanted them to invest a little bit more resources at the position. You didn't need to spend a lot of money in free agency, but this was a running back class that a lot of people liked. RJ Harvey, Omarion Hampton. There were a lot of guys, a lot of names that we threw out there. I mean, there was an opportunity for them to get DJ Giddens. There's an opportunity for them to get Devin Neal. They passed on both of those opportunities and chose to get the linebacker, Jeffrey Bassa. We've already gone over that. I'm asking this question about the running backs before we kind of summarize training camp. Have you heard anything about their running backs? Like, think about the storylines that have really emerged from camp. You've heard a lot of conversation about Tyquan Thornton. He has had a good camp so far. We spent a lot of time talking about Josh Simmons. He has gotten some major praise from really everybody over the last 2 weeks, and I think it's been well-earned and well-deserved by him. Have you heard really anything about that running back room? Pacheco looks to be healthy. this isn't really, I would say, a scenario in which you're really going to be oohed and aahed by Kareem Hunt. That's not really his game and what I think really works for training camp. But last year, and maybe this was just a scarcity at the position, like Carson Steele's name was starting to pick up a little bit of buzz. Haven't really seen that yet. Now, they haven't played a game yet. It's also early in training camp. But man, if there's something as we are a week away from the Chiefs actually taking the field against somebody else and playing a game, man, I would feel really good if either Elijah Mitchell or Breshad Smith made a little bit of noise, had a little bit of buzz and energy around them. I'm just not really feeling it right now. Rob, have you seen anything about their running back room? Because there's not many questions I think you can have about the Chiefs coming into the season. The running back room is one of the questions. I just haven't really heard anything about the position over the last 10 days since they've been up there.
Which, I don't want to sound like an alarmist because it's August 1st. But for a position that, at least this show, spent the offseason saying was not good enough last year, and then after the offseason concluded, me and you came to the same result, I don't think they did enough to fix the position. I would like to hear at least some camp buzz. Ooh, Breshad Smith looked great on a wheel route. Oh, can you believe he's great out of the backfield? His vision's incredible. Maybe I know we got a little bit of that with Kareem Hunt's in great shape. He cut out Swedish Fish, but outside of that, you haven't seen, hey, Kareem Hunt found the fountain of youth. You've heard a little bit about Pacheco having big goals, but that's about it. Is Elijah Mitchell at camp? I haven't heard anything about him. He's an idea. He's a figment of your imagination right now. So maybe this is just me seeing things through the lens of this show, but I feel like the Chiefs did not address running back strong enough in the offseason, and I would have liked to heard some buzz that, oh, the things they did were big because it's working at camp. Instead, I've heard a lot of more of the same from the position.
Yeah, no, I just haven't really heard a whole lot about it. That's just something that I'm going to kind of be keeping an eye on as training camp continues to progress. And just, I'd like to hear a little something from Breshad Smith. He was a guy that people were kind of high on coming out of SMU, certainly with an ability to catch it out of the backfield. Again, it's very early on. I don't think this is really an indication of anything with the team. But, you know, I feel like a lot of the other positions are kind of starting to pop a little bit. I don't know if their running back room has really popped a whole lot so far in the early part of camp. We're going to be joined by Tyler Hansborough coming up in about 8 minutes or so. We'll play that for you. Before we get there, I just want to update you guys on if you've missed anything at Chiefs training camp. Well, that's why we're here, just to update you on everything that is going on with the Chiefs. I want to play two pieces of audio for you guys. One of these pieces of audio is from yesterday. We had Jeff Allen on the show. Highly would encourage you to go check it out on the podcast page. I mean, Joshua Simmons has been the storyline, the conversation of Chiefs training camp. It is not close to me between that and any other story. We came into this training camp with an uncertainty around left tackle. Now, there still is an uncertainty, but that's because we just haven't seen him on the field yet. But I don't really know if you can have more hype, buzz, or anticipation for an offensive lineman than I think what you're hearing around Josh Simmons. And when somebody like Jeff Allen, who played on the offensive line in the NFL for a handful of years, when he makes a comparison to Trent Williams, I think you got to really pay attention to the source of Jeff Allen, a guy whose football opinion I respect very much, and the comparison that he made to Trent Williams, who I think is the best left tackle of his generation.
Trent Williams, without a doubt. And the biggest thing that makes him comparable to Trent is the efficiency of his movement. Trent is a really freak athlete. So is Josh. But they make it look so easy. I'm telling you, being able to get out of your stance and meet a defensive end at that spot or that injunction between the quarterback and yourself, it's not easy to do. That's why you see guys get beat off the edge. They can turn that corner. But with Josh and Trent, you never have to worry about them getting beat around the corner. So you're going to have to run through him. You're not going to be able to go underneath him because he's in the perfect position every single time.
That was Jeff Allen yesterday on the show. I want to play this audio for you. This is from A.Q. Shipley. He was on the Pat McAfee show. He believes that the Chiefs have found their left tackle.
The kid they got out of Ohio State, I said this after the draft whenever you had me on the show, I said he was a top 10 pick. Josh Simmons, left tackle. The clips of him coming out, he is a top 10 pick if he doesn't get hurt against Oregon last year. They get him with literally one of the last picks of the first round, and he is going to be their franchise left tackle for the next 10 to 12 years. And they got an absolute steal with him. The clips coming out of him, here it is. Look, he's just shutting guys down. And he makes it look smooth. He's throwing guys like
a little dog.
Yeah, he's got a little dog in him. I mean, he was arguably the best tackle in the draft before he gets hurt. He gets to go late to Kansas City in the first round. They got an absolute steal. It was an injury that a lot of teams were concerned with, but, I mean, he's young. He's coming back. He looks fierce. He's smooth as can be. He's athletic. He's strong. He's got the size. This could be a key piece for the Kansas City Chiefs.
We had Nate Taylor on the show yesterday, and he said that this is the most hype around a Chiefs draft pick since Isaiah Pacheco. Now, obviously, on a different scale, Isaiah Pacheco was a seventh-round running back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But if you remember, you know, a few years ago, when Isaiah Pacheco was at camp, it was pretty clear that the Chiefs had found something with Isaiah Pacheco. I remember it very vividly. That offseason, Brett Veach said that he believed that there was an 1,000-yard rusher in rounds 5, 6, and 7. Now, I know that Isaiah Pacheco has not run for 1,000 yards. I mean, he ran for 930, has shown you the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, and has been a starting running back for two Super Bowl teams. So I think he ended up being very proven correctly when it came to Isaiah Pacheco. So a lot of the hype, a lot of the early buzz has been around their left tackle. I would say that there are three positions that are locked in. Joshua Simmons at left tackle, Creed Humphrey obviously at center, also Trey Smith obviously at right guard. And now we are trying to figure out the other two spots. Now, there is a camp battle, sort of, when it comes to right tackle. Is it going to be Jalen Moore, a guy that you gave $21 million guaranteed to and has not yet to play for your team? Or is it going to be Juwan Taylor, who is the second highest paid player currently on the team? Taylor was on the PUP list until he wasn't on the PUP list. And then when they put the pads on, he has been playing. I read today that there has been a rotation for the Chiefs over at right tackle. It's been a little bit of Moore. It's been a little bit of Juwan Taylor. But for the most part, I would at least say going into it, I would say that Juwan Taylor has to be considered the favorite at right tackle. That's not what I would do if I was the Chiefs. If I was the Chiefs and I thought it was close between the two, I believe that Jalen Moore would be the right decision because it would give you a two-year space of continuity for the Chiefs' offensive line. If that's the offensive line they put out there, that's the one that we think would be the 2026 offensive line. If you have Kingsley at left guard and then you put Jalen Moore over at right tackle, having the ability to have the same five grow together over a two-year stretch would be really enticing to me. But Nate made this point yesterday, and I certainly agree with them. It's not likely that you have all five offensive linemen play all 17 games in the regular season. Somebody gets injured. Somebody misses time. That's kind of the nature of playing football. So it seems to me, at least my prediction and how I think this is playing itself out, I believe that Jalen Moore is going to be the swing tackle, emergency breaking case, sixth offensive lineman for this team. I do believe that their offensive line is going to include Kingsley Suamataia over at left guard and Juwan Taylor at right tackle. Now, I think it is important to note, And we have certainly seen the Chiefs will not hesitate to make a change at the position, if especially regarding Kingsley Suamataia. If he's not good early on in the season, I don't think that's his job. He is the favorite currently at the job. They've given him all the reps for that to be his job. But if he gets off the gates slowly, I don't think they will hesitate to make a change over at left guard. I don't think they'll hesitate to make a change at right tackle if something goes poorly. You might have the job in August, but I certainly think the Chiefs have put you on notice about what their configuration can be. I don't think that's the case for the other three offensive linemen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.